Okay, but you say, Tzar Bali Chaim, Teraisa, or the Rabbanon. That's the sugya above Metzia. You're holding in, I think, Daf Lamed Beis, also Daf Lamed Aleph. It's Tzar Bali Chaim is Teraisa, the Rabbanon. Now, the emes is, the Mishabura in Simon Shinhei, in Sivkot in Samach Tes, Paskins is Shaila, that we Paskin, Tzar Bali Chaim is Teraisa. That's how we Paskin, that to be over on this dreadful Isra of Tzar Bali Chaim is Teraisa. It's not the way we'll start and try and explain a little bit today. The Welt has a concept, you know, this, I think they're called pita, and they're, you know, like animals are people too, and they have a whole mahalich of how you have to be nice to animals and careful to animals, and all types of interesting things, and they'll kill a person who kills an animal, all types of interesting concepts. And in their musik, there's a concept of ben adam lechaver, right? There's a concept of ben adam lemarka, maybe. And then there's a concept like ben adam lebemtoy. And we'll see today that the concept of tzar b'li chayim has nothing to do with that. Tzar b'li chayim is be'emis, it's a din in the tzelem lekim in you, in the person yourself. That's bara, what we'll see in the paiskim. It has nothing to do necessarily with the, you know, being kind to the animal for the sake of the animal, kivyachol for the sake. So, but we'll see today. So where's the makor of Tzar Bali Chaim's Deraisa? The Gemara says a statement, is Tzar Bali Chaim Deraisa, is it not Deraisa? It's very interesting. I'm saying, the Chaira, we'll see in a moment that there's clearly makoris with Zikr, some aspect of Deraisa. And you have to see what does the Gemara mean that there's even a tzad to say, Tzar Bali Chaim is Derabbanan. We don't bask it like that, but what is the tzad bichlal that Tzar Bali Chaim is not Deraisa? It could even be the Rambam, the Meir Nevuchim, if not mistaken, he brings the makor, where do we know Tzar Bali Chaim is Deraisa from? He says, because it says that when Bilam hit the Asai. That's Bilam at the Austin, so we see that there was a big tain on Bilam because of that, etc. And that was a tain on him. So it could be, to talk in, that everyone agrees that if you're actually hitting an animal, if you're doing something, you're over on a deraisa. That could be. That could be the makor's trade from Bilam. If you're doing a maisa, to hurt an animal, that you're talking about, is takasar b'lechaim deraisa. That's for sure possible. But we'll see now, there's many, many makor's that sar b'lechaim, the question is, it deraisa is darbam. So first and foremost, the most famous makor is the makor that the Gemara's of the Olam is learning, is the pasuk of Azayv Tazayv, which is the mitzvah prika, and that's really mavurid, the Mishayim over here, that the mitzvah, the iser of sar b'lechaim comes from the pasuk of prika. We see you have to help unload an animal, so clearly there's an iser deraisa, that from there is the iser deraisa of sar b'lechaim. That's one makor. Other makor, the chinuch, brings down the makor that you're not allowed to lay sachrish together, ashore, together with a chamor. You're not allowed to be chayrish together with two animals that are not of the same nature. The chinuch says, what's the reason why not? Why can't you have the shore together with the chamor? So the chinuch brings down that the shore, he sees what the chamor eats, the chamor sees the shore, he gets upset. He gets upset about with him. He doesn't like working together with him. So the mela, that's tzar b'li chaim. The yisur of having the two of them together, it's tzar b'li chaim. You're causing a magmas nefesh. He sees what this person's eating and he's upset about his eating habits. Another pasuk, right? Say the Rishayim also. Again, most of these Rishayim are found hidden in Bab Metzia Daf Lamed Beis. As Derech Agos in many of the Rishayim. Mashal, Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz in Bab Metzia Lamed Beis, Agov, he brings down that Tzar B'li Chaim is Deraisa Talach L'Moshe M'Sinai. All these are Agos. It's not really what the Rishayim were coming to talk about in most of these places. Some Sefer says in Bab Metzia Daf Lamed Beis that the Makor of Tzar B'li Chaim Deraisa, what is it? He says it's Racham of Al Kol Maisav. Is a pasuk that just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is merakim and called ma'isav, you have to be merakim and called ma'isav. V'chein, you find all over. The Rishayim bring down loisachsim shor b'dishay. That means that you're not allowed to muzzle the animal while he's working. Why? Because you're not allowed to gore him in tzar b'li chayim. You're not allowed to cause him this anguish. That's dumb. Interesting. You have so many makaris here. You have loisachsim shor b'dishay. You have prika. You have some. Why do you need all these makaris? Why can't I just figure this out on my own? Once I know that you're not allowed, so I understand that I know I can't hit an animal. That is one pasuk, and I need to know these other psukim that I can't necessarily, you know, I have to save an animal from pain. That's a big chiddush. But once I know prika, so I know everything. Once I know tzar b'li chayim, that there's an issur of prika, that there's an asay of prika, you have to unload the animal. So why do I need all these other makaris? So it's coming to rootsim here. But every one of them is yisayt that you see in these psukim. If I would have just had the pasuk of azav tazav, so then I know there's a mitzvah asay. I don't know there's a lav. So now I have a pasuk loy sachsoy. Now I know there's a lav. If you're doing tzar b'li chayim, you're even a lav. Number one. Number two, is this is a tremendous chiddush, is that maybe tzar b'li chayim is only physical pain. Who says emotional pain? You're causing emotional pain to an animal. So they have animal psychologists. Right, Friedman, you know what I'm talking about. You know, Gantz Wein. They have animal psychologists. So you would think, come on, this is like, so now you're an Irish kite. Animal psychologist? No. Is talking animal, emotional, causing emotional pain to an animal is an issue. Where do you see that? the makor of the chinuch. Like sack from the makor of prika, that's physical pain. You can't carry the thing. But from the makor of loy sachresh, from the makor of the chinuch, I see emotional pain. He's sitting there, he's seeing what the other animal's eating, and he's getting all upset. He gets to eat this good, he gets fleishiks, I get milk. He gets all upset, they're eating together, and it bothers him. So you see from here that what's the pain? The pain is not a physical pain. The second thing is, also, I would have thought, you know, there's a difference between a physical pain of where he's got a load on his back. That's one type of pain, physical pain. And then there's another pain of hunger pains. It's a different, I don't know what it's called. It must have a different name for it. But it's a different type of pain. I wouldn't have known that that pain is included in Tzar Bali Chayim. Oh, the Pasuk tells us, like, sachsim, don't muzzle him so he can eat. Sorry?
This ball is tiny, but that the Issa of Tzar Bali Chayim is only when it's for your use, it's okay. Even if it's for your use, you still can't do it.
But where's it for my use? Oh, in the prika, you're right. Okay. But why do I need 5 psukim? Still need the psukim. No, each one of them, now I still, the concept you need from 2. 2 psukim I have. But now, once I have 2 psukim, why do I need the 3rd? So now I need it for the emotional pain, chedesh.
No, each one is a yitzhak klal.
No, but once I prove that concept, why can't I prove, you mean each one, when did they, it's not so posh at that, that's not so posh. So give me the biggest chedesh, whichever one is the biggest chedesh, and then I would have, I'd know it from there.
Binyanav,
I'm saying. Then you have to work it out if it would work. You'd have to find what's the biggest chiddush. But the idea is good. That's good. You good. You got into the next Tzar Bali Chayim shir. Not bad. Buzz? No, it's Kelayin, that's the Chinuch says. That once they answer these two animals together because they don't get along. Rabbi, I'll give you a dogma. Rabbi, say, bring a raya. I hope the Olam knows already. Is there Tzar Bali Chayim? We'll go one by one through all the animal livestock. Is there Tzar Bali Chayim by behemoths, by chayis, by schnitzels, by bugs, by worms, by fish, by people, by goyim? Then one by one, right? So is there Tzar Bali Chayim by behemoths and chayis? That's the first in the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Nun Hei. The Gemara it's a Mishnah. Mishnah Baba Kama Daf Nun Hei says that echad a behemah, echad a chayiv, echad a oif are included in the Isser of Kilayim and in the Isser of Lois Sachroish. It doesn't matter if it's a shor, it doesn't matter if it's a chamor, they're all included in this isser. Bain if you're a chaya, bain if you're a behema, bain if you're a chicken. So if included in the isser of Lysaxim Shor Bedisho is included a chicken, so you see the isser of Tabali Chaim, say the paiskim applies to animals, to livestock, that's easy. It applies to ducks. What about fish? Does it apply to fish? Us? So there's a lot of people that don't seem to think so, right? The fishermen, they seem to think not, right? So that's interesting. I was talking to a certain person who, I know he fishes, I don't know how you say it. I know he fishes, and I know that he's a Shetik Lamdin. So I asked him, it's Tzar Bali Chayim. So he told me 2 interesting turutzim, something he went and delved into, Kanir. And he said to me, number one, it's Yadua, that the fish don't have pain. Interesting. When the fish is flapping back and forth like that, it doesn't look like he's enjoying it so much, right? Interesting. Okay. And number 2, interesting. You know, just the musig minute, but you take the hook, right? You put in the lip and he's fighting for his life. It's okay, maybe. I don't know. You know, they have dog veterinarians and they have dog psychologists. Not a stabber. It looks like he's in pain. It looks like it. But
they flap because they're trying to get back to the water. I mean,
but that's painful.
No,
he's no pain at all.
No pain.
He's got that thing. So the nervous system. So this is interesting.
On the
slowly.
There's
emotional. About his emotional pain.
Brain.
Oh, there's no problem. So I must tell you that there's a veterinary. What's a veterinarian place? I don't know what the thing is called. What? A veterinary on the road to Ramat Shlomo where I live. There's one of the side exits. You know, off the street over there. It says there's a big sign. It says veterinarian hospital. So I couldn't hold myself back. About a year ago, I was giving a shiur in Tzar Bali Chayim. This person told me this. So I went there and I asked them, right? And they told me it's interesting that there's a lot of people that say this. I thought it was a lot of people that say this. They said, but there's no scientific proof to such a thing that they don't have pain. And Adarab, they have pain. 1 second, that's what they said. And Jastant, I saw in a sefer called the Nishma Shabbos, and he writes, it's known by all of the doctors that fish don't have pain, It's known by all of them. I talk to the ones that don't know. So I don't know. I'm saying, talking about a shayla of deraisa that's based on zero. It's based on somebody who's saying they don't have pain. But okay, but he said himself, this Talmud Chacham, he said himself. Now, God, it's Mefurshim, the Paiskim, not like this. All the Paiskim are discussing the case on Shabbos, the Har Tzvi, Rosh Hashanah, I'm saying the Heintegah, they're all discussing that you have a fish, and they're discussing that the mommy fish gives birth, and the way it works is that she gives birth to she should be careful, like a whole. So the shaila is that now what happens is the mommy gets hungry and she eats the children. So now they want to know on Shabbos, could I take out the baby fish to save them? It's a shayla of moksa. That's a shayla all the Paiskim dealt with 50, 60 years ago. Shmir Shabbos Gilchus, it talks about it. Are you allowed to take out the baby fish because mommy's going to eat them? It's a different terutzim. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that this is the derech ha'olam. It's not my job to intervene in the might makes right and the big eats the small and whatever. I get this in business also. This is normal. It's not tzar bar lechayim. It's not your job. These type of terutzim. But nobody says that fish is no tzar bar lechayim. There's no tzar bar lechayim on fish. It's the chayra. You see, there is tzar bar lechayim on fish. Number one. Number two, there's an interesting chasam sefer. There's a Yad Yehuda who's the only Akron that I saw that says fish is no tzar bar lechayim. But he doesn't say because they don't have nervous system and mechul. It's a strange thing to say. So he says different. He says like this. A very interesting thing. He says that you see, the Torah allowed you to eat a fish live. Except for Baltashat, you don't have to shech the fish. Technically, you're allowed to take the herring, the gefilte, you take the gefilte out of the water, and you start eating him. You're allowed to start eating it. Just what? It's Baltashaksu. It's a little bit disgusting. It's not, take the goldfish. And, that one very big Talmud Chacham Bacher who always says, yeah, you're allowed to eat the goldfish live. And he's going like this. The emes is you're not allowed to eat the goldfish live. But not mitzad hilchas macholas asuris. You're allowed to eat the fish. The fish isn't the problem. The problem is that it's Baltashaksu. It's a little bit disgusting. There's a reason there's a crowd around him watching him do this. So the Mela, that's Baltashaksu. But fine. But he asks the Kasha, v'chayra, as the fish is going down. Is what he had. The Yad Yehuda says, L'chayra, as you're biting him and chomp, right? So he says, L'chayra, it's painful. So first of all, you see clear it has a nervous system. So he says, Elamai, so how come the Torah doesn't care? So he says, you see by fish, it's a very interesting thing. And he says, and I'll prove to you, by Shechita, the Ramban, the Marin Avuch, and the Rambam, many Rishayim, they learn out the Mekor of how do we know that Tzar B'Lechayim is also Deraisa, because the Torah, contrary to the dreadful Rishayim that say Shechita is the most painful, so the Rishayim say the opposite. The Rishayim say that the Shechita is Taka, the least painful, and that's the most, the Tzura, that is the most Rachmanistic of an animal, and that's what the Ramban says. The Rambam says that's how they explain the mitzvah of Shechita. So he says, so how come the Torah, when it comes to fish, doesn't give the mitzvah shechita? Why did the Torah not give a mitzvah shechita? If we're trying to go get away from pain of the fish, so how come the Torah says, no, you're not a chomp, you're not to eat him? And why don't they make us do shechita? So do it in the least painful life. In. So the Yad Yehuda says, you see from over here, that's the Gzeiras HaKosev, that the Torah is not concerned with the fish's pain. Gzeiras HaKosev, meaning he agrees the fish has pain. But he says that there's no tzar b'lechayim on fish, that's why the Torah didn't give shechita. And just that, see that, it'll come out that you can fish, and that there's no problem, because there's no, it's just Tabel Chaim. The only thing is, I saw Davar Nifla, Mamash, it's a mitzvah farsim. I think it was in Chassam Sefer and Bab Metzia. I don't remember where it was, but I think it's Chassam Sefer, maybe even in Bab Metzia. He says, I saw the Sefer Yad Yehuda, and he says this thing, that a fish, you're allowed to bite into a fish, and you see the Torah didn't want Shechita. You see, the Torah goes out of its way to not do it in a Rachmanis way, and that you're allowed to hurt a fish. So you see, there's Xeris HaKosev, that there's no issue of hurting a fish. Why is Xeris HaMelech? So he says, this is, let me rephrase. He doesn't bring the Yad Yehuda, I'm sorry. But he says, one can come along and say such a Svara, say, because of this, this Toyas, he says, therefore, I'm proving the Rambam and the Ramban are wrong. And that's not the reason for Shechita. No one should come along and say that the reason why the Torah gave Shechita was because, Merdek, Mamash, the opposite. No one should come along and say the reason for the Shechita is that if you shech, that's the most Rachmanistic fashion of killing the animal. Because if you're going to say that's the reason for Shechita, really the reason Shechita is something else. But if you're going to say it's for Rachmanis, that's why Hashem gave Shechita, so then it's going to come out that by fish, so then why wasn't Hashem a Merachim? Because it can't be that you'll say that there's a special Gzeiras HaKosev, that by fish, we don't care about their pain. So Mamela, it must be that that's not the reason for Shechita at all. Merit Gezach, Merit Shegevel Gezach. So Akoponim, Lalocha, to fish. I have one, but I was going to come in today and I was going to say it's Pashit, that Vadi can't fish. I'll finish up with this Talmud Chacham says. So he says like this. He says, well, anyways, when he fishes, fish, whatever you want to say. He takes the fish off, and, you know, I guess he takes his picture, and then he throws it back anyways. I think, my goodness, now we'll see. That's the worst thing you could do. That's a poor thing, you know, he's suffering as he's coming up, and he's, help me, and his whole family's crying, and then finally he's up in the air, and they see him as though it's all over, and they start saying, Kaddish already, Kima. And then all of a sudden, he takes him, this dreadful Nimrod, and he throws him back into the water. He throws him back in the water, and the whole family's crowding around him and saying, Dilim and Shir Malas, and maybe he lives for a few more days, and sometimes he doesn't last, and he doesn't, and sometimes he takalizm for the rest of his life, he's a shtickle cripple. It sounds pretty bad. So that's Bamish, it's the worst Tzali Bar L'Chaim I can think of in my entire life. I can't think of anything else. If he would have killed the fish, if he would have let it die, we'll see in a minute, not so simple. Maybe that taka would be a shtickle eitza. This is what I was going to say. L'Chaim, I have two issues here. I have two issues. Number one is, right away, the oilam over here, you learn today the sugya of toyelus, right? And you know that what's usur in Tzar Bar L'Chaim is misuse. That's the mistake that the Rishayim make. They think that the Yisr of Tzar Bar L'Chaim, the Yisr of animals, you're not allowed to use an animal. Which of course is a dreadful tayus. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave animals the same reason he gave grass. So that they're for human usage, consumption. The animal's not, so what's the hat? How you let it ride on the animal's back? He doesn't want you. You big piece of 200 pounds of fat, he doesn't want you on his back. The horse doesn't want you on his back. What are you doing on my back? He's probably thinking, you gained weight from last time. You must have ate my sister. You know, he's not happy about this. So what's the pshat? So what's the answer? The answer is the Torah gave animals for usage. Misuse is aser. Tzar Bar L'Chaim is misuse. Usage is mutter. Normally, that's simple pshat. So right away, the Olam saying, what's going on over here? So, what's a gevaldike use of a fish? Hey, it's my hanoya. And then I can take a picture with him. It's a wonderful thing. It's a gevaldike siyata d'shmaya. I don't know, I'm usually not good in things that, you know, the lot of rebbeim, they get up and they know all the current events and this and that. And it's a gevaldike hanoya. I'm not usually good at this. At punk last night, my mother called me. My mother's language, when she calls me, she tells me like this. She tells me this interesting story that's going on in America. There was a 10-year-old girl. Now, if you guys know this, you're all going to be smiling in a moment. You know the story. You know the story yet? Oh, my goodness. There was a 10-year-old girl that took a cat, right, flung it around, and threw it into a car in traffic. And the whole America is talking about this 10-year-old Gehenna monster. The whole America. Why? Because she got the school says that she's a monster. She's a dangerous person. I mean, we know the truth. It's not like, you know, but she's a dangerous person. And who knows, maybe she'll do it to one of the other creatures in the school later. I don't know what they have over there. So Mela, the whole America is discussing this. Amazing what's going on. Amazing. This is what they're discussing. Nobody heard it. I'm the only one. I feel so good. I feel like that Rebbe that knows the current events. No one knows. It's gevaldik. Unbelievable. I told my mother, thank you so much. I need this tomorrow morning. 3 o'clock in the morning I talked to her. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So the whole America is talking about Sa'echab Kasha. What's a taina? What's a taina? Right? I got news for you. When she did it, the smile on her face was not shaykh. Right? And the chevra that was around her were probably over there. And they were flinging around. I don't know who this girl is. I'm saying maybe she's looking for a shidduch. Maybe somebody's interested. But she flung the thing into an ongoing truck. Right? And it has 9 more. For Meredik. So what's the big deal? It's a gevaldik tayelis. You can't think of a greater tayelis? And that child who's sitting right now in front, I don't want to say in front of which building, was going over to the little chveis and going ping and taking off that wing and ping and that wing and that leg and that ear and that toe and the it's a wonderful tayelis. It keeps them busy the whole recess. No? So what's the answer? So the answer is vaistois. Not everything is called a tayelis. Vaistois, not everything is called a tayelis. You're a little bit insane. And your tayelis, the whole idea is use is mutter. Misuse is not mutter. So we have to weigh, right? So now I ask you a question. You're all laughing at the 10-year-old insano, right? Who's body going to kill people one day, right? You know, she's going to have nails and, right? So body, she's going to kill people. No. So male, she's crazy. She's a wacky person. I don't want to make a shit up with such a person. But you, who go fishing, right? Why is that any different? Once we establish that the fish, he's got a family, he's got a mishpach, he's got pain, he's got nerves, he's got a shtiebel, he's got... So why is he any different? I just don't understand this.
He has a chance.
Capella. What?
He has a chance. It's a game. You have to...
The cat also has a chance. You didn't see her running after him. The cat has a chance.
Yeah, fish.
Apella. Mom's Apella. What?
Fish haven't got good memory.
No, no. So that, what?
Fish
he doesn't remember what happened after, but Bishas Maisi knows what's going on. It's like a bucker in the middle of the shiur. Afterwards, not going to happen. Chachep is during the shiur. You guys know what I'm talking about? I don't know. This is what I thought. I had no side in the world. I remember that no side. I think by me, it's punch. Once you establish that a fish has a nervous system, has a pain system, and you see the paiskim take this on. It's not, I'm bringing it from the paiskim. But in Seichel, it's Pashit. So what are you going to say? It's Tayelis. Because sport. sport, right? So that already, no, that's Emes Tzabar L'Chaim. That's Emes Mevor in the Chuvas Night of Yehuda, where he talks about the concept of Tzabar L'Chaim, and he says that, you know why it's mutter? I must admit, I don't fully understand the Night of Yehuda. We'll go right into the Night of Yehuda. And you'll see the moment. Remind me, I have a big problem on myself when I'm saying about fish. But we'll come back, just wait one moment. So the Night of Yehuda comes along, and they ask him, are you allowed to go hunting? Right, allowed to go hunting. Now, Bamis, like this. It's Pashit that there's certain hunting. It says Mefersh in the Torah, lots of Zayit. Pashit, it says Mefersh that when you go out in the Behemah, this is the Chaya that you could eat, a domesticated Chaya and a non-domesticated Chaya. So he said, the Rashba says, that for Shteit Chaya, you're going to get the non-domesticated Chaya, so you have to hunt them. Fine, it's not Muchaf, you could have set a trap. But the idea is Shteit Mefersh in the Rishayim that you're allowed to hunt for eating. And on the other hand, we see that the most dreadful creations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in Sefer Bereishis were Nimrod and Esav, the whole Chevrodon, and they were Sayodim, that were great hunters, and the Mefarshim explained that they hunted purely for sport, and that they didn't need the food. They did it to be Ma'ala Tavoisam. They like to kill. They like to hurt. And this is something that over the course of all the Doiris was what people liked. They liked to see the gladiators fight. They liked to see an animal fighting a bull, fighting a chicken, and put a person in there too. And they liked seeing these things. Goyim liked seeing these things. And then they got more advanced, and they put Mike and Evander. They put them together. And it does. I don't know if these people exist anymore. If they're alive, I don't know. But they like putting them into things to watch them kill each other. They like that. That's what people like. So Kavachom, if I could be the one to kill it, it's a wonderful Anoya. So Mela, that says the Rashba, the Night of Yehuda, that doesn't seem like such a. But is it awesome? Is it awesome? So Night of Yehuda writes like this. He writes, the truth is that hunting, mitzad killing the animal, is mutter, mitzad sar bali chayim. He says, Bal Tashkes, he's talking about a case over there with a rich person. He inherited a whole forest. That was the case in the Night of Yehuda. He inherited a whole entire forest. He says, Mitzad Bal Tashkes, you own everything. So it's not Bal Tashkes. It's a big chiddush. I'm not going into this now. He says, you could use the skins. So it's not Bal Tashkes. The other side things I don't want to go into now. But Al-Kopanim, he says, and what about Tzar Bal Chayim? This poor animal, he's going to be in terrible pain. So he says, no, when you kill the animal, you're not Oifran Tzar Bal Chayim. The only time you're Oifran Tzar Bal Chayim is when you're hurting the animal. When you're killing the animal, you're not Oifran Tzar Bal Chayim. Okay. He says, it's Mefirshi Gemara. What do you want from me? He says, Chulin Dav Zayin. So Gemara says like this. Gemara says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh used to have a visitor. Pinchas Ben Yair used to visit him. Pinchas Ben Yair was a married to Kayid. Unbelievable. And he used to visit Rabbi. One day he comes to Rabbeinu HaKadosh's house. He says, I'm not coming in anymore. That's it. I'm not coming in. He says, why not? He says, you have these white mules, these dreadful white mules that they hurt people, they're mazik people. So Mamela, I can't come here. You're just somebody who has these terrible white mules and you have a mazik in your house. I'm not coming here. So the kid says, the Rebbe says, he doesn't want to lose this. So he says, I'll sell them. There's all different lines in the Gemara. He says, I'll sell them. He says, sell them. You're going to be over on the Nehiver. So somebody else is going to have them. So he says, I'll mafka them. He says, it's even worse. Now they'll be out in the street hurting people. So he says, fine, you know what I'll do? I'll oiker them. The Shiloh doesn't mean I'll cut off their legs. It means I'll cut off their spleen or whatever. I'll do something to them that makes it that they can't damage. A painful process that makes it can't damage. So Gemara says, oh, that's Tzar Bal Chayim. That's Tzar Bal Chayim. You can't do that. That's Tzar Bal Chayim. You can't. The next line of the Gemara says, he says, fine, I'll kill them. He wants to, in the Pinchas Ben Yair, to come to the house. He says, I'll kill them. He says, Bal Tashkes. Everything he had an answer. That's Bal Tashkes. In fact, the Night of Yehuda, when it came to uprooting their spleen or whatever, so the Gemara says, no, that you can't do. You know why? Tzar Bal Chayim. Not Tzar Bal Chayim. But when it comes to killing them, so the Gemara says, no, you know why you can't kill them? Because it's Bal Tashkes or whatever the Gemara says. In fact, the Noi Yehuda, why doesn't it say, you know why you can't kill them? Tzar Bal Chayim. You can't kill them because Tzar Bal Chayim. Says the Noi Yehuda, you know what you see from over here? You see that when you kill an animal, there's no Tzar Bal Chayim. There's no Isser. Kido, I guess the understanding of the Noi Yehuda was is that to kill is one thing. Right? And if you have a use or whatever, but to stam, make an animal suffer, that's an Isser of Tzar Bal Chayim. Now, I'm going to ask this, but Maimar Muzger, it's the Noi Yehuda is the greatest person in all of Klal Yisrael. So, but I don't even understand the Noi Yehuda in the start. I don't even cloud to understand. I mean, there's a big chilek when you kill an animal, you know, miyad, you shoot him dead. No, same zach, right? But versteitzach, when you're going hunting, you know, the animal doesn't die on the spot, right? I'm saying he doesn't die on the spot. So it's miyad yitachin that over there, I could hear that if I go over to an animal, I shoot him in the brain, and he dies on the spot. Maybe there's no tzav alechayim. Right, Shas Misa is a very painful experience for a person because of that concept, that pain. But Shas Misa is a ruchnistic concept. But maybe you shoot an animal in the head, he dies on the spot. It's no bar tzad l'chaim here, right? But if you take an animal and you shoot him while you're hunting him, and it takes some time to die, right? So those few minutes, he's suffering away. So Bechlal, I don't understand what's the raya. That's not a kasha on the Navi. That's just, I don't understand Bechlal what the Navi means. When you shoot an animal and it takes an hour to die or a day to die or something, so about it, that's real tzabel chayim. I just don't understand it. And that's really my kasha on the fish. Meaning, the answer is obviously that kallus is wrong, Levida Noida Behuda, and that if something is on its way to death, we look at it as one long death, which I don't understand. But if this is what the Noida Behuda means, so then when you fish, and you take the fish out, and you let it die, which again, I don't fully understand, because all the way till its death, it's suffering. No, fine. But you let it die, so then at least you have the Noida Behuda. That is not called Tzabal Echai. But if you take the fish, and then you throw it back, that's the worst thing you could do, according to the Noida Behuda. That was definitely the worst thing. At least if you let him die, no Tzabal Echaim, when the fish is just coming out and dying, basayif. But if you take the fish, and you throw it back, that's the absolute worst thing you could do. Because now you just tortured him for a little bit, you slapped him around, and then you throw him back into the water. So that's a big kasha. I don't know. Sorry?
If it's for fun.
I'm talking for fun. Oh, for shteitzach, if you're... Right, oh, there's no shayla. I'm sorry, I should have been marking that. For shteitzach. And if you're fishing, and you're fishing because you want to eat, and you get a tray for fish or something, that's tayelis. I'm trying to get the kosher guys. Right? I'm not doing anything wrong. And then when I eat the fish for shteitzach, that's why Hashem made fish. That's zikr. I'm sorry, I should have been makdin that. I'm talking about this the girl that throws cats into Ocean Parkway. And the question on her is that she goes fishing. Well, now she's off from school for a while, so for shteitzach, her next endeavor is probably to go fishing. And the mela, the question will be is that when she's fishing, she's just doing it clearly for fun. So is that permitted? So again, according to the Rebbe Nerei Yehuda, he'll tell you if the fish is going to die. So then, there's no way to tzabal chayim. Now you have my kasha, l'chayr on his way to a slow, painful death. L'chayr, that should be tzabal chayim. Sorry? No. I'm saying the case in the Gemara, he could have learned like that, though. He has no right from the Gemara. Rebbe will say, I'll go over to the mule and I'll shoot him in the head dead. That's l'chayr. Probably Rebbe would have used the shame anyway. Bal kapanim, he'll die on the spot. So there's no raya. The Noida Behuda wants to bring a raya that you're allowed to go hunting, which I'm calling in English, you're allowed to go fishing. I don't understand it. I'm not sure I understand it. But number one. Number two, you must remember there's other cheshbonos here of the Noida Behuda. He says that hunting is not a Jewish thing. It's not a... And the Ramah. I'm always shocked. I don't know why the Noida Behuda doesn't bring the Ramah. The Ramah in Simen Shinta Zayin Hilchos Shabbos brings down, you're not allowed to hunt. It's Moshev Leitzim. It's a person who's wasting his time with that kind of an Irish guy. So why is fishing different? So you'll say, what do you mean? You don't know the other Irish guy I'm wasting my time with. I don't know. But Vinishvi... Fish, I'm not clear about fish. So this is why I was going to come today. I was going to say that the fish, I think it's definitely a problem. Manashach. I think it's mamash a problem. The fish is mamash a problem because of manashach. If you want to take the animal and let him die, so, well, fine, you have the Noida Behuda. I don't fully understand the Noida Behuda. Again, fishing for sport. I must reiterate that. Fishing for sport, not fishing for food. But fishing for sport. So if you're going to let the fish die, then you have the Noida Behuda, but it's a Noida Behuda, the Grada, we'll see in a moment that all the Achrayim argue on. Mamish, all the Achrayim, they bring the Noida Behuda down just to argue. And we'll have to explain the Gemara in a moment. Lefiwa, I said, the Gemara is not in the Kasha at all. But all the Achrayim hold that even to kill an animal is certainly, in this established Chaim, what's the biggest Raya? What's the biggest Raya? We spoke already. The biggest Raya is the Ramban and the Rambam say that when you shecht an animal, the reason Hashem said shecht it in this tzura and don't kill it by shooting it in the head is simply because they wanted to kill it in the least painful way. So you see, at Shas Misa, there's Tzabal Chayim. Pasha from the Rishayim. Come again?
How's that less painful?
The Kanira, I don't understand the disease, but Kanira shechting it in such a life and makes it that it dies on the spot or without pain or whatever it is. But the point is that you see, even upon killing an animal, it's still, Tzabal Chayim is still in the picture. That's the biggest raya, not like the Noida Behuda, obviously. Okay, maybe the Rishayim not like that. We saw the Chasam Sefer argued. The emphasis is that there are countless and countless truths. For example, Ramesha talks about swatting bugs and killing flies and whatever. So Ramesha says, the obvious klal, that if the bug is bothering you, so then it's tayalis. You're not misusing the animal. It's tayalis. Hashem gave the animals for usage, not to hurt you. So you're allowed to swat it. What does he mean, allowed to swat it? What's the shayla b'chlal? You're killing it. There's no issa tzal b'lechayim. It's no issa b'chlal. See, if Ramesha took on Pashit, that to kill an animal is also included in the issa tzal b'lechayim. It's no shayla. And Agav, in that Ramesha, you see something else. There's a famous Yaivitz. The Yaivitz says that bugs and all types of insects and other creatures, all these little insects, the Yaivitz says that there's no tzal b'lechayim on them. Now, he doesn't say because they don't have nervous systems and they have psychologists and whatever. He doesn't say that, what the Veld says. He says a different thing. He says because the Torah only asserted Isurim when it comes to animals and the like of Tzar B'lechayim, they only asserted it on an animal that's a bar malacha. an animal that has a usage that you can do something with. So that's where they said, don't misuse it. That's, I guess, the lumbus. Don't misuse it. What?
The rats in your basement, wrong.
We'll see in a minute. But anyways, the rats in the basement is a shter. So I have a tayelis. If I kill him, it's either that or my wife leaves. Actually, the truth is, I guess, it's either that or I leave. She's the one, I'm on the chair. She's the one going after. But that is the word of Tzabar L'chaim, on a bug, on a fly, on a this, says the Goyim Yaivitz, says the Helika Yaivitz, that when it comes to bugs and all these other creatures, there's no Tzabar L'chaim. Why? Because they're not Bar Malacha. Now again, you see from Reb Moshe, not like that.
You see from
Dabra
Melech. Sorry? You see from
Dabra
Melech
that every spider.
Every
yeah. But I'll so, Tachlis, again, let's go in order. I don't want to make a sikkum. There's a lot over here. There's a lot. Let's make a sikkum. I was going to come in, I was going to say, to fish, if you take the fish and you throw him back in the water, that's a vada tzabar lechaim. What's the shaila? That's a vada. The place can take on that fish is tzabar lechaim, number one. And since they take on like that, it has a nervous system. So now when you're fishing for sport, even the Noid of Yehuda is not going to be meiko. L'chaim. And anyways, you have to keep in mind, you have the other cheshbonus of the Noid of Yehuda. It's Moshe Vleitzim or whatever. Other things, it's not the Jewish thing to fish. Fine. Then I thought, Elamai, he'll keep the fish. He'll let it die. Again, he's not eating it, but he'll let it die. So then maybe you have the Noid of Yehuda. A Noid of Yehuda I don't fully understand. Number one, okay, something is kasha on me. But you see, the place can take on, not like the Noid of Yehuda. They take on that if you're killing an animal, it's still Tzabar L'chaim.
Having it die and not using it, you might as well throw it back then.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. The Chazon Ish was once walking with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and there was a bug, a fly on the floor, and he was like, he was wavering between life and death, right? So Chazon Ish, Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked him, what should I do? Right? So Chazon Ish said to him, I think can man, he's not a person, kill him. Right? Step on him. Now, the Bemis is, what was he coming off? Because the Goyim, you know, all the same goyim that, you know, they really believe that animals are people too. So they'll go to the hospital. This guy is, you know, it's such a chaval. They tell the family, they explain it to the family. You know, he's lying in a bed, he's attached to tubes. It's such a chaval. There's a hospital bed. It's so many people that we could be, you know, they could be using this bed. Guests that come to see their relatives, and they could be, and it's so much electricity in the ozone layer. You know, these are the same people that don't use deodorant. It's such a chaval. He's wasting so much electricity, and it's such a chaval. And you're suffering. And now he, deep down, he's listening to this conversation, and he's saying, "Please don't kill me." Okay? The neshama says, no, please don't kill me, because every second of life is so precious. He says, "Please." And they're saying, "You know, you're right. You're right, you're the taka right, and the fastest we could do the Yerusha, you're right. So what's that called? They call that mercy killing, right? Because when all you are is a piece of schnitzel, right, wavering on the floor, and the bug is going from life to death, so Chazon Ish told him, kill it. He's not in a better shape now, kill him. He's in much better shape dead, because there's nothing there. So the biggest favor you could do to the horse that's shot is shoot him, kill him. That's the biggest favor. But Machenkin Ayi, the person, Ayelik Etzuras and Neshama, is something that Feshteitach, there's a Neshama in there. And the Neshama was untouched until the point of Yitzhak's Neshama. Rather, that's Akapanim, that's why I'm not sure. I'm not so sure.
If it's going to live crippled.
But yeah. But some of the fish, you know what you did to the poor fellow? He's got that whole matzav now. He's going to have to go for extensive periodontic work. I mean, but he's got the thing sticking to his face, don't you? You know, it's a merit de gezach, you know? You know, the worm is sitting there like this. I once saw a bumper sticker. I can't hold back. I'm sorry, but I'm in a shtickle good mood. I didn't sleep last night. I have 47 coffees since the last time I saw you. The worm is sitting there back and forth. I saw it on a bumper sticker. It's gewaltig. The worm is sitting there back and forth going like this, and the fish is going like this, and he's looking at the worm. And the blurb is like this, you know? And then you see afterward, you see the fish hanging in the air like this. You see him with that girl, the 10-year-old child, and he's hanging the fish like this. And the captain says, you know, he shouldn't have opened his mouth. The craziest sight in life. So I was going to come in today, again, Nachamol. I was going to say, so fishing, don't go fishing. But then I have one kasha on callus. One kasha. That's a clear chum die. I mean, after you learn the sugi, that's what should be, no? The only thing is, I guess, I have one kasha. Again, the only paisik that says that you could is the Yad Yehuda that says there's no problem of Tzabar L'chaim on fish. All the paisik can argue on it. I just mentioned the Chasam Sofer, but they all argue. What?
What happened to Shimon Sadeshin's Leah paisik to cut off the ears of the caleb?
There was Tayelis. Tayelis! Avada Tayelis is mutter.
What does the
Yofi
do for you? The
Yamakel
looks nice.
Yeah, but that's a Tayelis. That's a Tayelis. Eichub Kasha. Any of us came with Alexis, right? You got Alexis driving down the street, the car, you know, inside it, it can tell you what's going on behind you, it shaves while you're driving, so fine, that I hear. You need the camera, you need the shaver, right? You need everything, right? But why, what's the nafkamina that it's got in the back, a piece of light, right? That the light looks like this, and it's curved in that direction and on that direction. What's the answer? We don't know the answer, but he does. Mr. Lex says, er versteht das ganz gut. So it's the same thing, was?
In a hunter also.
In a hunter, right? I have a hunter and I'm also ganz mad. I know what?
The hunter.
Hunter! Oh, yeah. The hunter is like an old car. You guys don't even know what this is.
Right. And it says there's no tzar v'alei chayim. Yeah. The gam, yeah. It's not shaykh tzar v'alei chayim when you're killing it. But it's not so pashut.
But he says before, shall Peter Gemara and Chulin, that there's no Sabbath Chaim, you're killing an animal.
No, but without killing.
Right?
Without killing, it's not then.
Okay, but it's not called Tayalis. But say this, that's what he's saying, that sport. That's
called Sarah.
So, what?
That sport is called Sarah.
No, he said the heter is not because of that. He said the heter is because you're killing the animal. I'm saying, if the Noyd is not saying it, so I'm saying it. Okay, just like you understand, I'll say it. Okay, does anybody here have a kasha that if I take the animal, I throw it around and I throw him into the Ocean Parkway, that's a gewaldig hanoyah? I have news for you. Please be mindful of me for a moment, right? I promise you, it's more geschmack than fishing. You know, cat throwing on this. Who can get him further? I think it's zikr much more geschmack than the guy who's sitting there all day like this, right? And finally gets one. Poshit, there's no shaylin. I don't know. But maybe I'm more of a sadist than the oilam of it. I don't know. I think it's poshit though. The Atal Pekin, we all agree when it comes to that person is a danger to society. And v'shteitzach, that's not a hanah that the Torah was matir. I think we all agree. It's poshit. It's not even a shaylin. Agav Maimar Muzger, the Sholem Eishiv says to answer up the Noid of Yehuda. I wasn't going to mention this, but it's mamash first this idea. The Sholem Eishiv says, how do you answer up the Gemara in Chulin? Why taka when it comes to chopping off the animal's spleen or something? So I said tzar b'alei chayim. But when it comes to killing the animal, so now to be who the proof from there that there's no iser of killing an animal when it comes to tzar b'alei chayim. So the Shalom Meishi says there's no raya b'chlal. And the Shalom Meishi says this idea. He says when I cut off the spleen, so the pain of a spleen being cut for the rest of your life, and the tayelis that you had was what? That he shouldn't damage. So you want to still have your cow, but he's going to have to suffer for the rest of his life, and he's going to have to walk around with a Zimmer frame, right? This poor mule. So then you have a tayelis, but your tayelis doesn't outweigh his extreme pain. Mashenkin, and he says, when you just shoot the animal dead, so then he says, it could be that inside there is tzar b'alei chayim normally when you come to kill an animal. But that's a tayelis. And the tayelis of having the animal not damage other people outweighs the tzar in the tzura that you're not giving him extreme tzar. That's what we spoke about. And push it. So the melos I was going to come in and tell you that the fish is aser. It's not even a shayla. In my mind, it wasn't a shayla. And Grada, I asked once Rav Yashiv, and he said, like, what's a shayla b'chlal? It's not even a shayla. Meaning, once you take on these anachas, the fish has got a sensory system, and you take on these anachas that this tzar b'alei chayim, for sure, if you throw it back, maybe even if you don't hold like the Noid of Yehuda, which the Paiskim don't hold like, so then even taking the animal should be tzar b'alei chayim, it's a shayla d'oraisa also. Not talking about a shayla of the rabbanon, which is maybe a more cool thing. A shayla d'oraisa. So what's the shayla? No shayla. Right? My kasha is like this. The big kasha. The kasha is Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman in a different chelik of Shulchan Aruch have a big fight about fishing. Where's this chelik? It's in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Over there they discuss, are you allowed to fish on Chol HaMoed? That's what they're discussing. Right? So they discuss that v'shteitach, if you're fishing to eat it, so then it's allowed. But they discuss, what if you're fishing not for eating it, for fun? That's what they discuss. So they're discussing beside Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Because in Chol HaMoed, obviously you're not allowed to do malacha unless it's a tzairich HaMoed. Okay? So, I don't remember who says what. I'm not in Hilchos Chol HaMoed now. But this is machlokes, I know, the ganz famous in the Welt. Rav Moshe says one way, or Shlomo Zalman says one way, and it's a big machlokes that when I'm fishing, I'm doing something for fun. Is fun called, is that enough of a tayelis? Klappe Hilchos Chol HaMoed. And one of them says, to fish for food, that's a tzairich HaMoed. And one says, Mashenke for sport, that's not a tzairich HaMoed. That's not enough of a tzairich. It's got to be a real tzairich. And the other one says, no, why? Fishing, you're allowed, just like you're allowed to drive to no one's going to say you can't drive to see some nice mountain. I don't know what. And so that's also called sport. That's called tiyul. That's called enjoyment. That's entertainment. And the Mela, that's mutter tzairich HaMoed. That's called tzairich HaMoed. I have a kasha. Forget Moed. Forget Chol HaMoed. What happened to a regular Tuesday? To fish is a dreadful sport. It's a tzar b'alei chayim. And nobody's clearing that. They're just clearing, is it a problem? It's not Hilchos Chol HaMoed. So I don't know what to do. You take on, you see from Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe that they're both taking on, Chayra, they're both taking on that fishing for sport is only an issue maybe of Tzar HaMoed. But they seem to not be bothered by the problem that it's Tzar B'Lechayim. I don't know. I don't understand it. Sorry?
Fuzz?
Maybe fun to tell us. Okay, no, I agree. So I just want to tell you what you guys are saying. I'm Gallus is a normal guy. I'm okay. You left me. I just want to tell you what Jesus said. You just said that girl who took the cat, right? She's looking for shidduch.
No, I'm right.
Bahagishmak is being sadistic. It's a different type of thing. Fun of fishing is not the fact that I got the fish to go like this.
You're only saying that because you're embarrassed to throw a cat in the middle of the street. But you're not embarrassed to take out a fishing rod.
No one throws a cat in the street if there's no one watching. Fishing people do on their own.
A slingshot hitting cats.
I'm sitting right now. Rabbi said we're very high up. We can get BB guns and have a party. And we'll just try not to get the little Hasidic children walking around. Rabbi said, but you'll get every cat and every creature that walks by. I don't understand. I'll end with one shayla.
Like firecrackers are frog. Like,
boss?
Like firecrackers
are frog. Right. He's got a much better. He's much more advanced. You got my boy's mamish advanced. I'll meet him over here. He must be an older boy. Right? He wants to take a firecracker, attach it to a frog. It's a gebaldic tale. I promise you, at Boisai, it's much more enjoyable than the face, the super duper looper, whatever these things are called. I promise you, it's a gebaldic hanoi, right? Because we have the same problem, all of us. So that we all agree, Sar Balei Chaim.
Why is it different than fishing?
Why?
Fishing is different.
Why? I agree with you. I think it's the same. I don't know what to do. Why not? Why isn't it? Why not? What? Huh? Because it sounds cool. I'll be with one shayla. The one shayla. When you want to catch flies on Shabbos, my brain is sometimes in the Shabbos. When you want to kill a fly, so then the thing about what you heard today, right? So what's the best way? We know now, Ramesh told us to kill a fly is mutter, because it's tayelis. The fly's bothering you, it's buzzing, he's this, he's that. So you're allowed to kill the fly, you're allowed to get rid of the fly, whatever. So what's the best thing to do? So it comes out, your mama should make the cheshbon. According to the Ivets, right? Do whatever you want. Pasha, kill it with your hands. It doesn't matter. There's no tzab al chayim when it comes to flies and insects bichlal. So do whatever you want. Kill it. Who cares? There's no cheshbon. According to the Noi de Bihuda, right? The best thing to do is to kill it, you know, swat it. That's the best thing. You should dafka swat it. You know why? No, it's according to the Ivets. It doesn't matter. You can put a fly paper. You can let him suffer away as his mishpacha watches, as he's sitting on the fly paper stuck, and there's nothing he can do about it. It doesn't matter because there's no tzar b'lechayim. There's no tzar b'lechayim when it comes to a bug. That's the Ivets. According to the Ivets, no, don't do that. Swat it. Right? Because killing, there's no tzar b'lechayim. Right? Ramesh has a truth about this. And he says, you know what? Don't use fly paper. Somebody says, Merit Gzach. He says, don't use fly paper. Because it's better, don't use a swatter, and he doesn't say use a fly paper, but he says it's better to kill a fly, begrama, and not to kill him with your yadayim, because of the problem of you're going to create in yourself this midas achzarius. If you kill it, we know, he says, when it comes to an ir nidachas and shechita, there's a special shmira Hashem gives, the Gemara says, that they don't become achzarius for killing the people, which means, says Rav Maisha, that you see, generally, when you kill something, you become an achzariusdik person. So he says, Rav Maisha, so don't kill the fly with your hand, because if you kill it with your hand, you're going to get an achzarius. So he says, therefore, how should you kill it? With grama. Grama. That way you didn't kill the giant. So at first I used to think, and I saw a sefer that says this, that's why I think I made the mistake. He says, so therefore, according to the Ivets, you could put up fly paper and kill it any way you want because there's no nervous system. According to the Noi de Bihuda, swat it. That's because there's no tzar b'lechayim on murder, on straight murder. And Dafka, don't use fly paper because then he's going to suffer, according to the Noi de Bihuda. But according to Rav Maisha, so he says, according to Rav Maisha, you should put up fly paper because fly paper is a grama. And you're not swatting, you're dying. But that's a dreadful tayas. Ramesha doesn't say that. Avada Ramesha also agrees that Yitachet Ma'id, that putting up fly paper is a terrible tzar b'lechayim. Now, you might be able to be matir it because of tayelis. You don't have to sit around all day with a swatter. I'm just saying, if you have a choice right now, that would be the case. You want to put up fly paper. So I would say, what Ramesha was talking about are those blue zappers. Those electrocution machines that they have. I think Yeshiva used to have one, no? They have one? Oh, they have one over there. So those electrocution monsters, right? So there, it's a grandma. That's for sure the best, according to Rav Maisha. Because he dies on the spot. I mean, Mestamah, or he's definitely going to have a bad hair day. He zichah dies on the spot, and it's begrama. So you're not doing it b'yadayim. But to do fly paper, Rav Maisha wouldn't be happy about fly paper. Now again, in the end of the day, do you want to know you're allowed to put up fly paper? The answer is, of course, yes. Because you have tayeles, you have the other hetter of tzav b'lechayim. I'm just asking in the love, that's what comes out. Shabbos, guys.
Okay. Maybe I didn't have a Lupin and Kapara story.
Huh?
I forgot.
Oh, he's right. Alright, I think they have another shiur to go to. I'm sorry, there's Taki, he's right. I forgot. You should have reminded me.
That's a good story.
There was this dreadful Russia. He's in the Knesset. His name is Lippmann. Right? He's a terrible fellow. A terrible Russia. So on Aseres Mechuva,
Lippmann,
I don't know the fellow's name. He doesn't know Kallus either, don't worry. Right? So this Russia, he said like this. Where is he? I'm like, parades like a firm person. Right? But he's such an anti-Semite. This could be said. It's okay. I'll tell it straight to his face if I go. He's such an anti-Semite, this fella. So he said like this. On Aseres Mechuva, a few days before Yom Kippur, like he doesn't have enough reasons to die. So a few days before Yom Kippur, so he said like this. He wants to abolish the minhag of Kaparis. Let's abolish this minhag of Ashkenazim that has been done doyre doyres. Why? Because it's a terrible tzar b'alei chayim. So he says, he's himself, he holds a Talmud Chacham, he holds a very big Talmud Chacham, he thinks. So Meli says, it's a minhag Klal Yisrael, right? So he says, yeah, but nowadays we could do it with money. I guess back then they didn't have money like that. So nowadays we could do it with money, so Meli, it doesn't make sense and whatever, okay? So how do you answer him in Lamedes? I mean, you have to talk to him in his language. He's not, she's a very nice lady, but she shouldn't be a rabbi, right? So how do you answer his language? So the answer is very simple. The answer is like this. There was a fellow named the Seer Lazazel, right? Now, this Seer Lazazel, when he got to the cliff and he looked down, he went, oh no. And it says that when he got to halfway, already he was lamb chops. By the way, all the way down, he was a shawarma, verstehst? Now, on the way down, except maybe the Nerd of Yehuda later, but on the way down, he probably wasn't thrilled about what was being done to him, right? Probably he was. So, Alamo, what's the answer? The answer is, what's the greatest usage of an animal? The greatest usage of an animal is to be mechaper on the whole Klal Yisrael. That is the greatest usage. He's the biggest tachlis of the whole Bria at that moment. He's the tachlis of the entire creation at that moment. So that's not called misuse. That's usage. So whatever you kaparis is, I'm in Gashkana, we believe this. Now, if you don't believe, it's also okay, right? That's your. But we believe that when you go around with a chicken, does mechaper, and he gets the averis, what he do is a kasha. But he gets it goes on him. Right? So then about it, that's called misuse. It's a dreadful toys in the world. He was megalib, rabbim, and everybody in the world. I'm the biggest amaretz in the entire world. It's unbelievable. It's no busha. Like you know, walk around the street, you want to tell everybody I'm this that, but to walk around and say I'm the biggest amaretz, there's no busha. It's a bell. A shabel.
The Shem Sadeshan is master to cut off the ears.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's nice to have a dog without ears.
Like Alexis. Yeah,
fine. Okay, fine. So you're going to cut off the dog's ears. It looks nice. What does it do for you?
Alexis.
The fact that it looks.
Fancy people. That's fancy people.
Why is sport?
Again, this is something you support in the Paiskin that this was a dog.
But look at this night of Yehuda. The Shaila was should you hunt? Ain't none of the Harech. Because the Trumas edition already says, she is Kutzerich, less Gemishum, Tabalik. Vigam. But his first thing is he stells to the Shemus Hadeshin to sport. That is the Neid Behuda. Then he says, and also killing Bachal is not a problem. But there's two Neid Behudas over here. The first Neid Behuda. And then even though it's not Tzar B'Lechem Bechlal, there's still an end of the